The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines return 15 total starters, including 8 on offense and 6 on defense. Michigan's spring game took place on April 1st. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hello.
We'll go ahead and take questions for you.
Sounds great.
And our first question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen from Campaign News Gazette.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Lovie Smith taking over at Illinois?
I think it's positive for the Big Ten, for college football. The level of competition. I look forward to elevating fair, honest, healthy competition. He's a tremendous football man.
What are the issues with going from NFL to college?
I can't say that there is any issue with it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
And our next question comes from the line of Angelique Angelis from Detroit News.
Jim, hi. There was a Michigan release this morning indicating that Drake Johnson was injured in an accident, and I was hoping you could explain what happened, and can you confirm the widespread rumor speculation he was hit by a forklift in the track building?
I was with the family last night, and I'll let them comment on all of the specifics. Better I think coming from Drake or his family, but he's doing well. I can tell you this: it would have killed a lesser man, but he is blue twisted steel, and very flexible and amazing. But, it's one of those miraculous things, and he is doing well. This could be expected.
May I follow? Oh, sorry.
This could be expected, yeah.
Well, I was wondering what his prognosis is, if you can share that, and will this affect his future, his football future?
For the best that I know, I'm not a doctor. I talking to him, a week or two or three at the most.
Okay.
So it's a miracle right up there with Easter. Just thanking God. Thank God that he is all right. That's my thoughts on it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And our next question comes in line of Nick Bumgarner with MLive Media Group.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hello, Nick.
Hey, we didn't talk to you after the spring game. Did you guys go into summertime here with a guy leading at that quarterback spot, or is it still all three?
There's so much that can happen over the summer in terms of improvements that you expect all our quarterbacks to make, and we'll want to gauge that when we come back to start practice in August. And just who made the greatest amount of strides in those 4 months. So have not decided yet.
But was there one guy that had a better camp than the others though?
I haven't decided that yet.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
And our next question comes from the line of Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good, sir.
Your decision to speak over at Paramus Catholic obviously created a lot of headlines. Just why did that appeal to you?
Has it created a lot of headlines?
It has, yeah. In our parts, it has.
Oh, so why I was asked, I didn't know that, but why I said I would agree to speaking as the commencement speaker?
Yeah, why did it appeal to you to actually agree to speak to it?
I think the biggest thing was because I was asked.
Obviously, it creates a unique situation.
I think that was the most appealing thing, that they wanted me to do it and that I was asked to do it.
And obviously,
my default is usually yes when asked to do things.
You think it creates a unique situation to actually come into Rutgers' backyard to actually speak and at a rival school?
You said obviously it does. I don't agree that that's obvious. No.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Daniel Utman with USA Today.
Jim, I think it's fair to say that there are as many coaches, both head coaches and assistants in college football, who would like to see satellite camps continue versus be discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
As this goes to the board of directors, there still are opportunities to have it tabled or the decision reversed, as it may be. I'm wondering what plans you may have to be involved in, you know, mustering an effort among coaches to sort of get this looked at a little bit more.
Yeah, right. I think, we're all looking at that. I mean, I do agree that there are a lot of coaches that, most all coaches, I mean, there's always an urgency to help the youngsters and their own programs and, in this case, the spirit of football. And, really, I'm taking those words from Ward Manuel, our athletic director. I thought he framed it extremely well when he talked on the subject yesterday. And I think it's a good message for everybody here on our athletic department and in our sport here at the University of Michigan. And as he said, we're going to continue put more thought into it and then have a course of action. But, proud that he's taking a lead on that topic. We believe it's beneficial, and there's, like Ward said, it's exactly the way he said it. There's always an urgency in my mind to help kids, our program, and in this case, the sport of football. And I would refer to you to some of his comments, because I think they're spot on.
And our next question comes from the line of Tom Benharin with ESPN.com.
My question was actually just asked, so I'll ask a different one, I guess, with the satellite camp stuff. I know your opinion on it already, so I won't ask about that, but something that is interesting for me is the coaching side of it, too. Banning coaches from being able to coach at other camps. I know at your high school camp, you invite coaches from smaller programs or smaller conferences. What is your opinion on that it seems like it eliminates some opportunity for those smaller coaches to network and build relationships with guys like you and other bigger coaches to build their careers up and opportunities for them to come in and show you guys that they can coach too. Do you have an opinion on that as well, how that impacts those coaches?
Yes. As I said the other day, I think it affects thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And some people have scoffed at that, but it's at least thousands and thousands. Now you bring up a good point. I mean, there's a collegial gesture that goes on when you're working a camp and you have coaches from all backgrounds, high school, college, professional. We get together and we talk about the sport of football and trends and best practices. Took place. Pat Fitzgerald was here last year at our camp. It was a tremendous learning experience for us being around him. And Pete Limbo was here. There was many colleges represented. So hundreds of coaches were here. And that's just on our school. So, that's another part of the debate.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you very much.
Next up on the teleconference is Michigan's Jake Butt. The senior tight end was named a first-team All-American and the Big Ten Qualit Clark tight end of the year last season. Jake, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
If you want to give some quick opening thoughts on how the spring season went for you guys, then we'll take some questions.
Yeah, I think spring went really well for us. I think the goal was to improve as a team, and I think we definitely did that in all areas. So, you know, we're just looking to build off that this offseason, get a little stronger, get some of these player-led practices and continue to build chemistry with each other and understand the offense and the defense a little bit better so we can hit the ground rolling come camp.
Thanks, Jake. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Angelique Shingelis from Detroit News.
Hi, Jake. Jim just talked a little bit about Drake Johnson and the accident he had yesterday. I was wondering if you've had a chance to speak to him and what are his spirits like right now?
I haven't had a chance to speak with him directly or anything, but I saw him post a Snapchat yesterday, and he seems to be in good spirits and everything like that. So I'm sure just knowing the kind of guy Drake is, he'll come out of this pretty strong.
Thank you, Jake.
Yep.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one. And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Jake, do you get a sense that the Big Ten, at least the East Division, is the most balanced it's been in 2016 than it's been in your career?
You know, I haven't really been, you know, too concerning myself too much with that. Really, I'm just, you know, focusing on what we can do as a team to make our team as good as possible. And, you know, there's a lot of great teams in the Big Ten, in the country, and you know, what we just got to focus on is not what other people are really doing, but how can we make ourselves the best team that we possibly can be. So, yeah, there's some very talented teams out there, and we're going to work really hard to try to give ourselves the best chance when we come up against some of these great teams.
And how confident are you that this is the best Michigan team that you've been on?
You know, I'm very confident in that. I think we have the talent, but really I'm confident because we have a mentality of just hard work and preparation, and I think we got great leadership from our coaches and from our players, so I think that's really where the confidence comes from.
Thanks, Jake.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Jake, good afternoon.
Hey.
Just wondering, you know, not just you, but Tyrone and Ian were making some plays in the spring game, and just your impressions of the guys behind you in your position group. You guys are pretty loaded at tight end.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think we got a really, really talented group from top to bottom, and we got a lot of great guys that are hungry, looking for spots, looking for roles, and just really hungry to learn and get better, and I think that's a recipe for success right there. So we got a lot of guys that can do a bunch of different things, and you know, wherever the role is for some guys, it's going to go to whoever's the best at that specific role. So guys are hungry and they're working hard to try to find a spot this fall.
Thank you.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with Toledo Blade.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I noticed in the past couple of days, you know, you really, you know, let your voice be heard on social media in the wake of the satellite camp decisions. Why is it important for, you know, yourself and your teammates and other athletes, you know, to put your voice out there and state an opinion on this?
Because I think sometimes, you know, we can get lost a little bit, but we do have a voice. The athletes are one of the driving forces that gets this the NCAA to run. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we aren't heard as much as possible. And, you know, especially with these satellite camps, I think it's stripping the opportunity from a lot of young kids that don't have the chance to get out there and see some of these programs and get one-on-one coaching with some of these coaches across the country. So, you know, I really looked at it as who is really winning in this situation. Like, how does the student, if the NCAA is so much about for the student athletes, and where does the student athlete win in this? That's what that was my biggest question, and you know, I'm still looking for an answer for that one.
Thank you.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.com.
Hey, Jake, I was actually going to ask you something a little bit similar. It seems like you and Jordan and maybe some other guys are speaking out on topics a little bit more, whether it's Twitter or other places. You think part of that is you guys sort of adopting the personality and culture that Coach Harbaugh brings with the way he kind of addresses issues and speaks his mind?
You know, I think that's definitely part of it. Coach Harbaugh is our head coach and our leader, so we're going to follow him. But also, you know, this is something personal. I know a lot of guys on our team that participated in some of these camps, and these camps opened up doors for them and, you know, some of their friends, some of my friends, where, you know, you start taking this away and, you know, it's more personal. And, you know, like I said, we do have a voice and we want to speak out and make these changes positive, make changes in a positive way so we can help these young recruits and young student athletes down the line.
Thanks.
We can take one last question.
And our final question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with the USA, I'm sorry, todaysu.com.
Hey, Jake. I guess I'll follow Rachel and Bill there. On that note of the camps, what you as a player, your teammates, what's your guys' reaction when you see, you know, the claims that Jim Harbaugh has hijacked college football, that he's using these camps for a promo tool and maybe, you know, not doing what the camps are designed for? How do you guys react to that negative kind of a personal attacks on him?
Yeah, honestly, I think that's absolutely bizarre, and there's no there's no facts to back that claim up whatsoever. I can tell you, you know, from being a player of Coach Harbaugh, he is always looking for ways to help us out, both as football players, as students, and as young men. And he's always looking for ways. He wasn't breaking any rules. He was out here, and he's trying to get some, you know, trying to help this program, but also help these student athletes and help some of these smaller colleges. So it's bigger than, you know, what we're doing here in Michigan with the ban of the satellite camps. It's bigger than what's going on. It's really, you know, we're looking to help student athletes get their name out there, get recruited, and when you strip them of this opportunity, it kind of sits well. And, you know, maybe that's where some of the blame is being pushed. You know, I don't know. This is a, you know, a tough situation. I hope they can figure it out.
Jake, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.